Chardon and Epps, how may I direct your call?
Listen, I have been trying to reach my divorce attorney for 2 weeks, and he hasn't returned a single call. I need to speak with...
Hold, please. Chardon and Epps.
It's me, man. You need to stop over my place after work. We gotta talk.
No way, Jake.
Why not?
One, it's not a place. It's a rat-infested garage. B, I don't want anything to do with this cat-killing scheme of yours. And four, since Mr. Sinatra, you know, hung himself, Maria and I have been really getting along. Except she's suspicious because I've been spending so much time with you. Gotta be careful.
That hurts, man. That really hurts. You're supposed to be my best friend in the whole world, and you can't listen to one thing? You can't even listen?
You're right, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, listen.
The hell was that?
A cold one with your name on it. Imported, swear to God this time. Now get your ass over here, dude.
All right, Jake, what the hell is so important that you, mother of God!
What do you think, man?
Where the hell did you get all this stuff? The computers, the fax machine, the phones. Looks like the stock exchange in here.
Office Supply Superstore on lease. And check out this flyer. Got homeless guys putting them on the car windows all over 8th Street. Pretty sweet, eh?
Catwhackers.com? What? Dude, are you launching some sort of criminal enterprise here?
No, man. You worry too much. Hang on for a second. Catwhackers, got a feline problem? We got the freaking solution. Can I help you?
Yeah. My girlfriend has got this perch. A real foul-tempered little beast. Can you guys...
Sure, we can take care of that. Do you want our standard service, or do you want us to make it look like an accident?
I don't care, man. As long as the mangy fleabag suffers.
Okay, that'll be our premium package. Just go on the website and click premium services. Catwhackers.
Do you gentlemen do long-haired... hyperactive gerbils?
Yes, we can take care of that order. Just go on our website and click alternative pets. Catwhackers.
My boyfriend has got this Boston Terrier. The dirty little bitch is driving me nuts. I don't want you guys...
Look here, lady. We don't do dogs. Freaking animals.
Jake, man, I don't know about this dude. Whacking cats for money? I just think we should...
Relax, dude. I got this whole thing under control. You wouldn't believe how many dudes in this town with their girlfriend's cats whacked. It's like we've tapped into some vast, unfulfilled human need. And you see this on the screen? That's the balance on our PayPal account after just one night. What do you say now?
Greed is good.
Wall Street, good one, dude. I'm telling you, man, we're gonna be rich. Filthy, stinking rich.
And a smile that lights up the night, and it all belongs to Kid Dynamite!
Now that is comedy!
How can you possibly find this crap entertaining?
Come on, baby, that's classic Americana! Oh, you're still depressed over Mr. Sinatra, aren't you? Don't worry, sweetheart, you'll get over it.
I was thinking, maybe we could get another cat, you know, to replace old Blue Eyes, maybe fill in the void.
I don't know if that's such a good idea, darling. Remember what Dr. Sugarman said? You need time for the grieving process. I'm thinking maybe a year or two? You don't want to rush things. Oh, hang on. Hello?
Brian, man, where are you? You were supposed to meet me up on 8th Street.
I'm at home?
Well, get over here, dude. We got work to do.
Ah, what's that? An accident?
What? Is Maria right there?
That's affirmative.
Give her my love.
Sure thing, of course. I'll give you a ride to the hospital. No problem. I'll be right there.
Awesome, dude.
That was Jake, baby.
Huh. I don't like him, Brian.
I know, darling.
And I don't like your hanging around with him.
He's a rotter, all right, but what can I do? He was in a horrible accident at work. Some sushi chef from Sticky Rice came wandering into Granville's and went off bucks when Jake told him they were out of Fritz. And shing, shing, sliced him up pretty good.
Sushi, Chef.
They're very temperamental, honey. It sounds pretty bad. Touch and go. He needs me to give him a ride to the hospital.
Brian?
Don't bother waiting up. I'll call you from the hospital.
Brian, your coat. You forgot your... What's this? Cat whackers? Oh my god! That little creep! We'll have his nuts in a sling!
Hello. Thank you for calling Fettuccine Olive Oil Imports. For, olive oil orders, please call during regular business hours. To reach our collections department, press 1. To reach Don Fettuccine, press 2.
Hello?
Oh, Daddy! I need your help!
Sweetheart, what's the matter?
It's that bastard, Brian!
Bri, you made it, man. Did Maria buy it?
Hook, line, and sinker, dude. What's the job?
It's sweet. Two Persians in one house. A doubleheader. 500 each. He left a key under the mat. The guy's a judge.
Takes all kinds. I'm ready, man. What do you want me to do?
Well, he said the cats are pretty docile, but he doesn't want anything in the place disturbed. His honor was real particular about that. So, I'll go in by myself and, you know, do the deed. You wait out here and act as a lookout.
Roger that. Mother of God, what the hell was that?
Yeah, we may owe the judge a partial refund. No big deal, we got 3 more jobs to do tonight. Come on, dude, let's go.
You wanted to see me, Don Fettuccine?
Antonio, my trusted friend, come in. I need your help in teaching a lesson to a punk who is making trouble for my daughter.
Anything, Godfather. Who do you want me to call? Joey the Shark? Frankie the Knife?
No, no, no. This is my daughter we're talking about. I want someone more, shall we say, intimidating than that. Get me Harry. Harry the Bomb.
The Bomb? Are you sure you want to... I mean, as you wish, Godfather, but what do you want the Bomb to do to this young man?
I want him to make an offer he can't refuse.
Good one, Godfather. I love that movie.
I hope this is the last job, man. I'm wasted.
Let me see. Yep, the last one for tonight. A loudmouth Burmese that likes to pee on comic books and chew up record albums.
Oh, really? Stand back, Jake. Oh, I'm doing this one. That the little bastard there?
Yeah. But be careful, dude. The guy paid an extra $2.50 to make sure the little minx was put down gently. He doesn't want it to suffer.
Oh, yeah, come here. Oh, hey, little guy. Hey, little... You think you can do that to his comic books? Shh, shh, it's almost over. It's almost over. It's okay. Good night, sweet prince.
Nice, dude. Real classy.
Let's go.
Hang on, man. Catwhackers. Uh-huh. We'll be right there. Yes, sir. Of course. We'll be very discreet. Dude, you'll never guess what that guy just said.
I don't care. I'm not going anywhere except home. I'm in trouble enough with Maria as it is.
One big house. One little cat. $5,000. That's what the man said.
Who the hell would pay
some rich schmuck with a big house in the suburbs? Who knows? Who cares? The old fart doesn't even have internet access, so he's going to leave the cash in an envelope on the coffee table. Real old school. You in or what?
All right, man. Show me the money!
Good one, dude.